Hello, beautiful good afternoon. I'm your English teacher, Emma. It is my very first time creating podcast for my students. And here I'm posting two conversations in English. These conversations were read by two of my students. First of all, thanks to my students because they really tried hard. I really appreciate that.I hope your hard work will pay off. Okay, so let's start. So let's start listening and making our English learning process more fun.
Good evening, Kingsley Strand.
Good evening. I'm ringing about the job. I understand you have vacancies.
Oh, yes.
I would like to find out a few more details, if I may.
Yes, of course. Can I take your name?
It's Peter Chen.
Okay, Peter.Well, if you want to ask about the job, and then if we are both still interested, we could arrange for you to come for an interview.
Great, thanks. I'm afraid I missed the advert for the job, but heard about it from a friend.
That's no problem at all. What would you like to know?
Well, what sort of work is it? Washing up?
It's answering the phone.
All right, fine.
And not waiting at table.
That would be good. And how many nights a week would it be?
Well, we are really only busy at the weekend.
So, two nights?
Three actually, so it would work out at 12 hours a week.
That would be fine. I wouldn't interfere with my studies.
Are you at the university?
Yes, first year, physics student.
Alright.
And because I'm not European Union national, would I need a work permit?
Yes, you would. Just get your tutor to sign it.
That wouldn't be a problem. If I were to get a job, where exactly is the restaurant?
Well, we have two branches. The one we are recruiting for is in Hillston Cute Road.
I don't know that. How do you spell it, please?
It's H-A-L-L-S-T-U-N-E Road.
Got that. Thanks. Is it near a bus stop?
Yes.The nearest one would probably be just beside the library.
Oh yes, I know it. That would be fine for me. And could I ask about the pay?
We are offering £4.45 an hour.
That's very good. My last job was £3.95 an hour.
Good evening, City Police Station. Can I help you?
Oh hello, I'd like to report a stolen briefcase, please.
Just a minute and I'll put you through. Lost property. Can I help you?
Oh yes, I had my briefcase stolen.
Okay, I'll take some details. Tell me what it looks like, first of all.
Well, it's a soft leather one, you know, not a heavy box type like a miss.
And how does it close?
It's got buckles at the front. Two of them, they're gold-plated ones.
Fine.Was it locked?
No, I am afraid not.
Never mind. Any distinguishing features?
Pardon?
Any marks or badges on it that make it stand out?
Only the brand name.
And where is that?
It's on the back, at the bottom in the left-hand corner. It's saggy. Oh, and there's a scratch. It's quite bad, but small, directly above the brand name. I did it.Recently putting it on my bike.
Right, got that. So, what did you have inside the briefcase?
Well, all of my papers from college. It's so frustrating, but thank goodness for computers. I haven't lost them completely.
Yes, you are lucky.
I had my wallet in my pocket, so I didn't lose that, but there were...Also my pins, which I got for my birthday, and all I was planning to ride on the train.
Right. Where exactly did you lose the briefcase?
Well, I couldn't believe it. I was standing on the platform. It was right next to me.
You were holding it?
I just put it down on the floor, but I could almost feel it beside me. I was watching for my tram, because sometimes...It comes early and Then next time, I looked, my briefcase wasn't there.
And what time was this?
It must have been about 5:20. No, a bit later, I'd say 5:30.
So welcome back. This is the end of the conversation. Thanks for listening. So please take a note and keep a record. Try to talk like a conversation. I deeply believe that it will be helpful to all my students. I'm planning to make a very interesting interests and a very interesting and a mutually beneficial interviews and talks about the fascinating topics or our concerns in the future. So please stay tuned. Bye bye, see you.